This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger.
We need to stand up and use our collective voice, the power of working people, to fight for a just future.
That is Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the organization which represents national union centers such as the AFL-CIO in the United States and the Ghana Trades Union Congress. She was speaking to the recent virtual Congress of the Global Union Industrial. In her remarks, she mentions the International Labour Organization. The ILO is the specialized agency of the United Nations focused on matters of work in the world. She also mentions the Sustainable Development Goals. The SDGs are 17 goals set by the UN to be met by 2030. Here's Ms. Burrow.
We need to see a new social contract because we need to repair a broken labour market. For the ITUC, it has five key demands. Jobs, jobs and jobs. Climate-friendly jobs with just transition. The industries of today will be the industries of tomorrow. But we need to see investment. And that will generate the jobs. We need to see the laws to ensure their decent work. To repair the broken rights record in too many countries. But industrial is central with industry policy, with industrial transformation and, of course, just transition. We need to see rights. If we're going to repair a broken labour market, then you can't have 60% of people who are informal with no rights, no minimum wage, no rule of law, and in the 40% that have a formal contract of employment, more than a third of those are insecure or indeed unsafe, low-paid work. We need to see that change. That will require a reinvestment in human and labour rights everywhere. It will take mandated due diligence, legislated for, with compliance, to hold companies to account. And indeed, we need to see that those rights are for everybody. The ILO Centenary Declaration laid out a labour floor of protection, married with, indeed, our third demand, which is universal social protection. That's the combination we need for decent work, for security, for resilience against personal or national or future global shocks. And indeed, we need equality. We need equality of income with just wages. For women, it's got to indeed be equal pay. But we also need participation of women to rise dramatically. We've set a target of 1 billion jobs formalised by 2030. We also need equality of race and indeed equality for all of those marginalised workers. So gender, race, income, equal treatment across the board. You can't have inclusion if we don't realise the SDGs, if we don't see the Paris Climate Agreement implemented, because there are simply no jobs on a dead planet. So if we don't indeed see inclusion at the base with just development models, with industry policy, then we are not going to see a future that trade unions recognise. But to affect that, we have to have strong trade unions. They have to be, in fact, inclusive of everybody. We have to fight the far right and its predilection to racism and xenophobia that is trapping too many peoples in these false notions of security. We have to be strong. That means we have to organise, organise and organise. So for men and women of the trade union movement, wherever they come from, we need to stand up and use our collective voice, the power of working people, to fight for a just future.